Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
You know, let me start by saying that obviously Chairman Comer's not here, but I think in light of what we witnessed earlier, I think it's important that together as a committee, that we begin Chairman Comer's therapy session, right? You know, a member of the other side wanted to confirm what the title of the hearing was, right? That Chinese propaganda. Well, we know the title of the hearing certainly isn't about impeachment anymore.
Jared Moskowitz. Chris, might you take your organ out for me, please? Dear God. Hi, it's me. I have three prayers for New York. Okay. Sexy liberal. That would be Jared Moskowitz, Lawrence O'Donnell, Joy Reid, who I think we already tricked on air into saying she'd do it. But we'll see. He is hilarious. Yep. Hilarious. Yes. Oh, yes. My God. So the sad clown show of a party, their impeachment failed in the Senate.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Of Mayorkas, because they are sad, yep. Sad clown show. By the way, led by Dozo the Clown, who, will he be back for his nap today?
Yes, they're due in court today. For more jury selection.
Yes. Okay, so what are your predictions? What's going to happen with the gag order? Because he clearly violated.
The judge hasn't decided yet.
It. Yeah. Everybody is saying the most egregious is yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's directly targeting jurors, mm-hmm. which I understand that, first of all, this judge has, this is why they call it judicial restraint, way more restraint than I would have already. But I get it, because the trial has started. Let's just get on with it. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail, Cittadini. But Chris, my point is I don't think he can't keep getting away with this. Can he? Just if we have a
nation. He can't keep getting away with it.
If we have a nation of laws, I mean, do we? Okay.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Okay, he appeared to violate the clear gag order. He took Truth Social to quote. See, he thinks he's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's quoting Jesse Waters, right. The mm-hmm. Fox News idiot. So he's, I didn't say it. I was just going to be a bitch. That's what it's going to sound like today.
Too cute by half.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jesse Waters tweeted, they're catching undercover liberal activists lying to the judge in order to get on the Trump jury. First of all, that's a complete lie. That's a complete some say
yeah.
on Fox News
right.
that he has no evidence of.
Exactly.
Right. So he says, New York judge ordered gag prohibits Trump from, quote, making public statements about any prospective juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. It says making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective juror in a criminal proceeding. Who is this one? Legal analyst said, Trump doesn't seem to realize he is now a criminal defendant, and criminal defendants have different and lesser rights than ordinary citizens. Thank you. Thank you.
It's not fair. It's a good bit.
You know, most criminal defendants are sitting their happy ass in jail right now.
Exactly.
You don't have my right to amendment.
Oh, his ass really isn't all that happy.
No.
Yes.
Well, not what? According to Noel Castler, because wow, that's we are and Hal Sparks, we are of a farting betting pool. How long it'll be a much louder audible fart than even Rudy Giuliani had, and that was a COVID fart.
That was a COVID fart.
Yeah, that gave it to Jenna Ellis
like a toilet plume.
That's why you put the lid down.
I was like, that was a chemtrail. Yeah. That wasn't just
That's why you put the lid down before flushing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, they are not allowed to interfere in the trial process, especially when there's a gag order that specifically addresses attempts to intimidate jurors. I mean, it is just not permissible. Yeah, he tried it a few feet from a juror, right? And the judge is like, shut the up.
Oh.
We're going to have everything in our shut up cannon ready
All right.
for this. Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell talked about it. He said what Jesse Waters is referring to are the jurors, seven whom have already been officially seated on the jury. That's who he's referring to. Mm-hmm. And he's saying they lied their way onto the jury. Donald Trump is endorsing that. Those words are the same as Donald Trump writing them himself.
Yep.
That was Donald Trump's choice to violate his gag order tonight, possibly in the very worst way, definitely in the worst way he has violated the gag order thus far.
Yep.
This is by Donald Trump, by any interpretation, juror intimidation, Lawrence continued. This is specifically aimed at intimidating the seven people already seated on the jury and anyone else who might be seated on the jury, that when you're seated on Trump's jury, you will be attacked. You will be publicly attacked by Trump and his allies in the news media. Thank you, Lawrence. And we'll see you August 3rd, New York Sexy Liberal. Thanks.
Does he know this?
I think he listens every morning. He listens every morning.
You sure?
I'm kind of nervous. I've been twirling my hair, but I'm going to text him and ask him. Okay. Maybe I'll use Joy.
You hang up.
I'll use Joy Reid. No.
As bait?
You hang up.
I'll use Joy Reid as bait.
Yeah.
I'll say she already agreed. Because she did, technically.
She did.
On the radio.
We have it on tape.
Yeah.
We do.
Could have been on the radio. Sure, I'll do that. I'm going to nail those suckers down. Okay. Jared Moskowitz in a Putin mask and a Smurf tie. I mean, come on. I would go to sexyliberal.com right now.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, get it.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Okay, can I just say, I've been saying every day I'm enjoying, we are owed, in addition to years of oral sex and back rubs, we are owed all of this humiliation of Donald Trump. Let's say, savor it, drink it in like a fine wine, or whatever. Yeah, get your face right up in it. Because this is a lot of people on Twitter starting to, this is exactly, I don't think I anticipated this level of the fact that this is the first criminal trial and he has to be there. And I don't care how they try to spin it in Trump world. He is not happy.
No, he's not.
I mean, look at him. Ronald tweets, just like every other, oh, hang on. I'll get to that one in a second. Hold, please.
Okay.
No, wait.
We're holding.
Maybe six tweets. When you take away his orchestrated events, his social media posts, all his sycophantic hype people, you see him for how he is, haggard, confused, frightened, and sleepy. He's just, this is really the moment, I think, where the emperor has no clothes, where he's just a sleepy, grumpy old man.
I was reading something this morning that he's probably sleepy because he's not allowed to eat or drink anything, and so he's denied his 12 Diet Cokes.
Oh, and because he's going to poop his pants,
right,
too. So, yeah, he has to be careful.
So he has no caffeine. Yeah. That's why he's sleepy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or the Adderall is
allegedly. Or he's up all night truthing. And
right. Well, I mean, you know, we don't have proof of the Adderall. We have proof of the Diet Cokes.
Allegedly.
Well, let's get Noel Kessler back.
Well, I mean.
Okay. But I just think all of it, the whole there's going to be, all hell's going to break loose, millions of people, they aren't going to stand for it. And then you see, like, literally two dozen weirdos, one of them in a dinosaur costume. And you're just like, this is the emperor has no clothes moment, and I am here for it. Who is this? Aaron Rupar commenting on Trump's positive polls were a big factor in preventing us from having an accurate understanding of the true nature of this race. If those evaporated, then what was going to be left is a really ugly thing underneath. That is in the process of happening now. I mean, I think it's at least 17, 18 polls now.
Yeah.
This is what I always said. When I think people start paying attention, I am hoping, knock on wood, Bob Seska rule, don't get happy.
Right.
But that, you know, we are not filled with crazy people in dinosaur costumes. That is the, you know, the weird minority.
Yes.
Right?
The weird loud minority. That's why we're hearing so much from them.
Yeah.
Because they're loud. That's it.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if you saw this thing staged. He went to Harlem. And
yes.
People were cheering for.
He was paid.
Right. Ronald tweets, just like every other staged Trump event like Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, his trip to the bodega in New York was organized and orchestrated by the New York Young Republican Club, whose members were there leading the cheers. I mean, like everything about him, it's a con. It's a fake.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really think that he's greeted like a hero in Harlem? People really think, oh, yeah.
When was the last time that you saw young Republicans in Harlem?
They came there.
Right, I know.
From
I know. It's like,
based.
Wow, traveled to Harlem.
Yeah,
for that.
And this is it. Aaron Rupar said, what's happening in the media is there is a growing sense the Orange Emperor has no clothes. Where the narrative started shifting was when it became clear Trump was having fundraising problems. It started drawing on people that maybe he's actually naked.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I mean, hi, you're late to the party. And one last one. Andrew tweets, the mass delusion that an overfed, pampered, uncurious, whiny scam artist and game show host is deserving of anyone's respect or fear. I'll never understand it. Historically unprecedented cowardice and obsequience to the most historically unworthy of figures. Thank you.
Obsequience.
Yes, that would be the word
and
of
you
the day.
Read that correctly.
Everyone can stop trying now. I have already handed out word of the day.
All right.
And you read it properly.
Yeah, you pronounced it correctly.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know. That
what
was
is
weird.
I'm I am so happening. Proud of you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Atta girl.
Thank you. But yeah, that was just, you know, it was echoed on Twitter, but just the sense I'm getting, too, that I'm like, wow, you are really starting. This is the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain moment, that he's just a sad, you know, sleepy, whiny old man. That's and afraid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just
he's terrified.
Little, right. Yeah. He's such a, he's going to have to grab himself.
You might even have to go to Barron's graduation.
You'll have to.
Which he wasn't going to do.
No.
He wasn't going to go anyway.
Didn't have any intention
of
that.
Oh my God. By the way, where is the Jimmy Kimmel tweet? I still can never get over. I know we'll never top the tweet as for a former president that started, oh, great. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was about.
Oh, great. I'm going to do it again. But this one started, stupid Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, who starts a sentence like that unless you're eight?
What?
Stupid Jimmy Kimmel took my stupid bicycle. Huh?
What president starts a sentence with stupid Jimmy Kimmel?
Stupid anyone. Oh, great. Great. Okay. Stupid Jimmy Kimmel. who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance in big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards. Anyway, he's just like on and
it's
on.
It's all lies.
Right. Yes, Mike.
The biggest Mike ratings Sinton, for the Academy
yes,
Awards in years.
In years, yeah.
Mike Sinton pointed out the fun facts. Number one, there wasn't a big ratings drop. Ratings were up 4%.
Right.
Number two, the award isn't Picture of the Year. It's no. Best Picture. Right. Number three, the famous line isn't and the winner is. No. It's the Oscar goes to. Number four, Al Pacino gave out the Best Picture award, not Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Number five, Trump is an idiot. Okay.
Also, Al Pacino doesn't like Donald Trump.
No, not at all.
At all.
I would like to have a debate between him and Robert De Niro on what a complete and total
I don't think it would
Donald
be a
Trump
debate.
Is.
I think it'd be a hug fest.
Yes.
They've only appeared in one scene
it'd
together.
It'd be like the Scarface
yes,
meets...
Yeah.
They've only appeared in one scene together.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Well, that's a magical fun fact. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
Michael
in
Mann's Heat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In
Michael
Heat.
Mann's Heat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the... Wait. Oh, yeah, that one. Never mind.
No, it wasn't The Heat.
Different.
With. Oh, that's my favorite because it has Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Different,
my
different
favorite.
Film. Completely yeah. Different
yeah.
Film.
Oh, I thought it was the one where, you know, Ellen Barkin.
No, that's
Ellen Barkin. Right. That's, that was hot. Sea of Love.
Sea
that
of Love.
That was fantastic.
Oh, that was
different film.
Movie.
Yeah, that was
very
hot.
Different.
Ellen
De Niro's
is
not
hot.
In that. Hmm? She
Ellen
is hot.
Barkin's hot.
Yeah,
she
she's hot. Yeah, she's hot in that movie. Ow.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, you know who else is hot? I hate to say it, but Karen McDougal is beautiful. What is she thinking, Jody?
I don't know.
What
she's
is
be-
she even thinking?
She's beautiful. She was a Playboy model.
She was
of course
a Playboy
she's beautiful.
Model. She's, but she's beautiful. You're like, what? Oh my God. We
Marla
have to,
Maples is
we
beautiful.
We have to get her in here. We have to get her and just go, what?
Ivana
what
the, Trump
how
was
did
beautiful.
You not vomit?
Exactly. All of his wives are pretty people.
Yeah.
Oh.
He has great taste. They yeah. do not.
I just think I'm going to
And then there's it. Tiffany.
Oh, oh, Tiffy.
She looked beautiful at her wedding.
And then there's Eric.
Tiffany did look pretty at her wedding.
Yeah,
she, really
that
she really
sound
did.
Sound effect. It's just, I don't know. I feel like that's what happened to me. If you look at campaign pictures from 1964,
right.
My whole family's super beautiful, and I'm like...
You're like the genetic dregs.
No, just like a sploosh. Like the last genetic refuse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
I'm the 10th of 11. Trust me, I know.
No. You're beautiful and smart and everything good in the world. I'm that. I'm that. That
genetic
gave me
refuse.
Like a unibrow and a natural afro and a like I looked like an Armenian dude, you know. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. If you are an Armenian dude, it's just for a Catholic girl from Buffalo. It's...
Yeah, nobody in your family looks like an Armenian dude.
No.
No.
No, and I have... Well, we've discussed before. It looks like my eyes are on those, like, slide whistles. Like, if you look at the official campaign picture, my eyes are a little, like... Which is disconcerting when you only have a unibrow. But anyway, my point is genetic refuse. Just that, you know, I think something like Eric, something happened.
Genetic dregs.
Like, yeah, he got all the teeth, genes, and nothing else. Like,
gums.
Nothing else.
It's all gums.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the, have you seen the pictures of them as teenagers?
Yeah.
And Don Jr. has a, is it Moe's hairdo? His Moe or Shemp? No, Moe. He has exactly Moe's hairdo.
The bowl cut.
Yeah.
Which is every parent threatened to do to you if you did not
oh,
comb
my mom
your
did
hair.
It. You know the famous
you?
Story.
Oh, well, she burned your bangs, didn't she?
No, she put a roller in here to give me a home perm right here, and she ripped out all my hair here, so I had little, you know, these little
fuzzy
things
thingies?
Like sticking straight out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like this,
uh-huh,
like little
uh-huh.
tentacles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my mom, because Republicans are noted liars, she just went like this. She went, oh, I had that when I was your age too, dear.
because Republicans are liars. They can't help it. I was like, you did not have that. You ripped my hair out with the roller, didn't you?
No.
How old were you?
Speaking of growing up in my hometown, thank you. I have been officially nominated for the Buffalo Radio Hall of Fame. Not nominated, I won. I didn't know I won. I won.
Congratulations, yes. Lady. When do we get the
And
big
it's a
giant...
Buffalo Bob. It's not a Buffalo Bill award.
What? Who's Buffalo Bob?
They don't put it in the basket and I put the lotion on my arms. It's the Buffalo Broadcasters
sure?
Hall of Fame.
They're going to send her a basket with lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just going
to
send
her a
basket.
It is not a Buffalo Bill.
And his dog named Precious.
A poodle.